Gang-related shootings in the Western Cape this week saw three family members killed in Khayelitsha on Sunday, while five people were shot and wounded in Menenberg on Monday. The violence was condemned by the Western Cape government, who called on police to urgently arrest the perpetrators of violence and crime. Joining us on the line, we have Western Cape Safety MEC of Police Oversight and Community Safety, Regan Allen. Regan, a very good morning to you, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Sulaiman, always good speaking to you, and good morning to all the listeners.
What details can you give us about these two incidents in Khayelitsha and Menenberg?
I have received an update last night with regard to the Khayelitsha investigation, which is still ongoing, and no arrest has been made in that particular case. However, in terms of the mass shooting that happened in March, I have been informed that two of the perpetrators have already, or two of the alleged perpetrators have already appeared in court for that particular one. Because we have seen in a number of our areas, like Lavender Hill, like Menenberg and Nova Park, there has been a flare-up in gangsterism. And it's often linked directly to drug turf. And whenever one gang member or alleged gang member is taken out, for example, or is shot at, there is usually retaliation. Hence, we have been clear in our engagements with the South African Police Service in terms of the 72-hour activation plan. We do know that once anything happens in our communities, the first 72 hours are so key in terms of having the correct resources within an area in order to basically catch perpetrators or alleged perpetrators, but also in terms of the arrest. Sadly, we have seen too little gang members be arrested, but also the conviction rate in 8 of our top 10 murder stations were sitting between April 2020 and May 2021 was sitting at 0%. So we are engaging the South African Police Service in that regard, because gangsters and gang members have been tormenting our areas from Mitchells Plain, where I grew up, to Athlone, to Anova Park, to Delft. And that can never be accepted. It can never be a norm. So having this discussion is so vital, because I firmly believe the more communities talk about gangsterism, the more we are able to help young men and women. It gets the conversation going. But I want to be clear that we have seen some successes in terms of the murder rate across the province, which has been in some areas seen a huge decrease in terms of Kraaifontein. They had a 40.5% reduction in the murder rate for the last quarter. But even Nyanga used to be known as the murder capital of South Africa, or the so-called murder capital of South Africa. And we saw and we saw in the last crime stats that it was no longer. So there is some successes, but obviously still a long way to go, considering flare-ups, shootings, gang members running around with automatic rifles. And that can never be tolerated. Hence, we are working with the South African Police Service, working with local government, with community members, neighborhood watchers, because it's just totally, totally unacceptable.
So is LEAP, the Law Enforcement Advancement Plan, at the center of combating crime in these hotspot areas?
They play a huge role alongside the South African Police Service, because what the LEAP has been focusing on, for example, we have a number of what we call hotspot areas, or what is a least safe area. We have the stats on the murders in that particular area. We have information with regard to murders that happen, attempted murders that happen, and we link it to the data that we obtain from forensics, from health, in terms of the ambulance, in terms of the hospitals, as well as SAPS. And we deploy based on that data and evidence to ensure that the boots on the ground that the LEAP officers are fulfilling is strategically within areas where it is most needed. So we have seen some successes in that regard, but LEAP, together with the South African Police Service as the lead agency towards fighting crime, and Metro Police and law enforcement within the City of Cape Town, obviously, and together with neighborhood watchers and CPFs, have a coordinated approach in order to help and assist communities that are at times living in constant fear, but it is that joint operation. Yes.
When it comes to especially gang violence in these areas, it's almost become a norm to hear these kind of stories. you know, throughout South Africa, people associate gang violence with the Cape Flats and Khayelitsha and these kind of areas within the Western Cape. You've spoken about some level of cooperation between SAPS, the provincial government, law enforcement agencies. Mm. Where are the shortfalls? Where are the areas of improvement?
In terms of the resourcing, we have seen a reduction in the SAPS members across our province. We also have a 10% vacancy rate in terms of the South African Police Service. Hence, the Western Cape Safety Plan has been so clear in terms of a two-pronged approach. On the one hand, we are adding extra boots on the ground, which is firstly outside of the mandate of the provincial government. And we deploy those LEAP officers in conjunction with SAPS to our areas. But also, it is looking at violence prevention. You will understand and listeners will understand that there's root causes of crime. And those root causes of crime in terms of if a young boy goes to school and he is displaying antisocial behavior, there is activities and there's programs in place to help and assist such boys, for example. There's also what we do in terms of cultural affairs and sport, in terms of the MOD. MOD stands for MOD. It's a MOD center at some of our schools, which is a mass opportunity and development center for after-school activities at schools, especially in our least safe areas. We are working with social development to ensure that social workers are on the ground and able to help that once a referral from the school or from SAPS is sent to them. But it is that whole-of-government approach. But like you've said, gangsterism has been around for decades. It's directly linked to organized crime. Hence, I'm so excited about the outcome of the Western Cape Police Ombudsman's investigation into inefficiencies in terms of shutting down drug houses. Because the turf wars, more often than not, it's directly linked to the drug trade. And in curbing that organized element that has been around for years, we obviously need to make sure that SAPS place is closed in order to shut down their drug houses. But even from the one side, if we think about drugs, for example, you normally would think that there is a supply, and those are the drug lords, the gangsters. They need to be stopped, but also the demand. Hence, we need to have programs and treatment centers to help young men and women that could be prone to using substance abuse so that they can get the help that they also need. But it is that whole of government approach. But since my appointment, and I've been saying consistently, this is such a huge task, but I have so much hope when I see Neighborhood Watch members, when I speak to CPF members, when I speak to SAPS on the ground and LEAP officers, that we are able to make a dent. We have a way to go, but we need to ultimately work together because politics can't be played when communities are living in fear.
Regan, as always, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Suleiman. Okay, then.
That was MEC for Police Oversight and Community Safety in the Western Cape, Regan Allan, talking to us about the recent violence in Khayelitsha and Menenberg, where three family members were killed in Khayelitsha on Sunday and five people were shot and wounded in Menenberg on Monday. They say that in the last year in Khayelitsha, there were over 60 people who were killed in mass shootings, and gang violence is obviously a concern there. Just gone 7:31, time for the latest news headlines and traffic.